I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Zimbabwe is in a state of emergency. That's the word from Charles Detter with Global Aid Network. He says they're facing 230% inflation, 93% unemployment, a food crisis, and now a cholera epidemic in every province. GAIN is providing medicine, food, and water filters to Life International, a local ministry.
It's the part of a larger project of sharing the love of Christ with the poor, and they're actively training in discipleship and evangelism and church planning. So they are really overwhelmed and need our prayers.
Next, the Hope Medical Center of Buganji, Uganda received its name from AMG International as a reminder that true healing is only in Christ. It's time to grow again because there's need for another clinic in nearby Igamba. AMG's Paul Jenks says they're partnering healthcare ministry with an existing child care program.
How do you tell a hungry child or a sick child that God loves him without ministering to the body as well as to the soul? And this is a very clear way of demonstrating that we're not there just to proselytize or change people from a spiritual side, but also to really bring about good for their life here and now.
And there are more than 750,000 American college students involved in the university Greek system. Christians in fraternities and sororities are confronted with daily challenges to their faith. This week, they'll be meeting for the 15th annual InterVarsity Greek Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The conference provides training for students who want to do ministry in their Greek system on campus. The conference begins today and wraps up on Sunday. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, World Watch China, a DVD that'll update you on the conditions believers are facing in the most populous country in the world. Get World Watch China by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.